Good morning. What a great song. I've never heard that song before, but that was beautiful. Thank you. Actually, let's just pray. Father, thank you for a new day. 父啊，我们谢谢你给我们新的一天。Thank you for your scriptures tells us that your mercies to us are new every morning. 我们谢谢你的话语告诉我们说你的恩典恩赐慈爱每天都是新鲜的。
And the song we just sung has reminded us of your heart toward us.
我们所唱的这个首诗歌再次提醒我们你的心是向着我们打开的。
We're reminded that you say that you stand at the door and you are knocking.
并且你提醒我们说你站在我们心门外叩门
And if anyone hears your voice we should just open our door and then you come in with us and you fellowship with us
凡听见你声音就开门的你就能够进去与他们一同坐席
And you wrote it to believers, Lord
主要你讲这个是话是对这个信徒讲的
And so this morning we invite you to be in our hearts and our lives
所以早上我们邀请主啊你来到我们中间来到我们心里头
And we ask that you would speak to us in a way that we can hear right now
我们求你用你自己的方法向我们说话以致我们真的能够听见
And so we pray this in Jesus' name
我们奉主耶稣的名这样祷告
Amen,
Amen.
Alright. Did you all get a good rest?
你们都有好的休息吗
Alright. You ready for a little bit more?
你准备好有更多的yes, I listen.
That's a good question.
And before I start, could everyone just raise your left hand in the air?
Just wave it from side to side.
Yeah, that's good.
And could you wave your right hand in the air?
举起右手 That's right. 飞一飞
And then wave both hands in the air.
并且两只手在空中飞一飞
Thank you. I just wanted to be able to say I moved the audience.
Okay.
You shouldn't laugh at jokes like that. Yeah, you just encourage it.
你不应该这样笑这个笑话的。
Alright, so a little bit of a recap. Last time we were talking about some of Paul's warnings.
昨天晚上我们讲到一些关于保罗给提摩太的警告。
Remember he's saying, if you want to get from here to there, from where you are to strong and unashamed.
记得吗？讲到我们从这个本来的现状到那个。警惕就是刚想壮胆不以为耻
Then you need to be mindful of neglect
我们提过我们忽略了
And those were some of the things we went through last night
并且其他好几个警告我们也讲过了
And then at the latter half of the evening we just told you that Paul's how, the way that he does it
并且最后我们也提过保罗是怎样能够这样改变的
And we said it's by God's power not by our striving but by his strength
那是讲的是神自己的能力不是我们自己的征战努力那是从他而来的
And then we saw briefly Paul's perspective that gave him a reason why to do this
并且保罗给提摩太一个原因为什么这样去做
And it was basically because Jesus is coming again and when you understand that changes everything and we're going to talk about that a little bit here this morning as well
那么原因就是你知道主耶稣将要再来了这个再来要影响我们的
And so we've got this kind of it's almost a tension I guess in the Christian life.
有些人就好像这个张力是基督徒的生活好像在一个张力上面
Because we understand that it must be by God's power that this happens, that I can't do this of myself.
因为一方面我们知道这个只能够是凭着神的能力才能够做成，不是凭我们自己的努力。
But that's not to say that I can just sit back and relax and somehow magically God's going to go poof and my life will change.
但是这个不是说我们就是坐在那里安安静的坐在那里，突然间有个突然发生一件事情，什么都成就了，不是这样的。
And so what we do and how we live does in fact matter.
我们今天怎样去做我们过什么的生活真的会影响这个后果的
Have a look at this
我们来看看这个
Sorry, there's no translation for this
刚才那个是就是追求的样式
Oh, you're just getting to the good bit, aren't you? Yeah, that's right, that's Rocky, if you know Rocky
这个是洛奇，如果你认识他。
And look, sorry if you feel that's a little testosterone driven. Yeah, that's right. But
this letter, this letter of Paul writes it to me through the rest of it. There's some really strong kind of pictures that he gives.
这是保罗写这一封信给提摩，他这个就是有这个很深的味道。
So ladies, if you want to understand this passage of scripture for a moment, you're going to have to insert yourself in the mind of one of the guys on this side of the room.
所以你要好好的明白这卷书所讲的，你要就是更多从这一边的那些男的这个角度来看。
Because after watching that, I can see they're all like, "Whoa, what's going on? Lift something heavy," you know, like.
我就看见他们的表情，看见这个影片的时候，你就很激动的，很想快去做锻炼。
It's a very masculine thing. You have to be that understand. No, secret guys things. But that's the word you have to insert yourself into. Understand the rest of this book.
但是你要从这个眼光去，才能够好好明白这卷书所说的是什么。
So let's start reading. We're going to go through chapter 2 here this morning.
我们今天早上会来看第二章。
We're not going to do an incredible detail. There are some parts we'll spend a bit more time on. There are other parts we'll just go over very, very lightly.
我们不会每一节都很仔细的看，我们每一部分会看多一点，每一部分会看少一点。
But it picks up in chapter 2, verse 1.
我们从第二章第一节开始。
You therefore, my son, again repeating the relationship that he has with Timothy.
这里说我再次讲到他跟提摩太的关系。
Be strong in the grace that's in Christ Jesus.
你要在基督耶稣你的恩典上刚强起来。
These verses really sound a lot better if you read them in a deep voice.
这句话你如果你用了很深层的声音来说是更有味道的。
My son, be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
我啊，你要在基督耶稣的恩典上刚强起来。
Be strong,
刚强起来。
And I just draw attention to that. You know, he's not just saying, Timothy, you know, you just got to psych yourself up, work really hard, and be strong, be tough.
不是说提摩太你要靠着自己的力量，你想象你很有力量的要刚强起来，不是这样。
This goes back to the power thing last night. He's saying you be strong in the grace of Christ Jesus.
他乃是这里说在耶稣基督的恩典上刚强起来。
God's grace, if you like, is this quarry that you go to mine for strength.
这个神的能力好像一个很大的宝藏一样，你在里头是吸水那个。吸取那个刚强
It's not from yourself.
不是从你自己来的。
So Timothy, you be strong. And the things which you've heard from me among many witnesses, commit these to faithful men who will be able to teach others also.
要刚强起来，提摩太，你在许多见证人面前听见我所教训的，也要交托那忠心能教导别人的人。
Now Timothy was like he was a leader in the church. He was like a pastor of the church of Ephesus.
提摩太当时是在教会就是做领袖，在以弗所教好像一个牧者一样。
But Paul saying you got to teach this thing to the men, to the faithful in your church.
保罗就告诉提摩太说：“你把这事要教导那些忠心能教导别人的人。
”And they need to be able to teach others as well.
因为他们要他们能够也能够教导别人的。
So this doesn't just apply. All this stuff doesn't just apply to the leaders, to the pastors, to the elders.
所以这些话也不单只是应用在那些做领袖的那些教导别人的人。
But as men of God, as those who are faithful to God, you and I should be able to teach others also.
作为一个属神的人，一个忠心神的仆人，你我都应该能够把主的话教导其他的人。
I've heard it said that Christianity is not a spectator sport.
我讲过，这是基督徒的生活，不是一个旁观者的一个运动。
And your calling, man of God, woman of God, is to step into leadership in God's church in service of your God.
无论是哪方面，你是被神呼召进入。在神的国度里头去侍奉他的。
And so he's, obviously
the last chapter or so, he's given us a few warnings and encouragements and instructions.
So 在过去一章，保罗讲到不同的命令。
But in this chapter, he gives us four very specific pictures to help us understand what that looks like.
那在这一章里头，保罗却给有四个很具体的图画，讲到是什么的东西。
And these are really, really helpful.
是非常有帮助的。
So we come to the first in verse 3.
我们来到第一个，就是在第三节。
He says, "You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ."
你要和我同受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
No one engages in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life, so that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier.
凡在军中当兵的，不将事务缠身，好叫那招他当兵的人喜悦。
Alright, so I'm going to give you 40 seconds to discuss with your neighbor what is the significance, what does that picture mean, what's it like to be a soldier of Jesus Christ.
我现在给你40秒钟跟你旁边的人来谈到什么是才是个精兵的耶稣基督的精兵的那个图画是怎样的。
The time starts now.
时间开始了。
Anything about that picture of a soldier jump out to you?
这个精兵给你的什么图画？
Single-minded?
Yeah, absolutely.
就是很专注的。
Thank you.
Okay,
you're going to fight. You're going to do some fighting.
要来打仗的。
Courageous.
很勇敢的。
Yes, that was me.
You're a soldier, you definitely don't want to lose. That's really a bad one.
You're a soldier, you're a soldier, you're a soldier, you're a soldier, you're a
soldier. Donald Trump likes soldiers, yeah.
Be obedient, yes.
要顺从的.
Yeah. These are some neat, I mean, each one of these thoughts could be a sermon in itself.
每一点都成为一个讲章的可以。
You could have the whole camp really like soldiers of Christ based on 2 Timothy 2 verse 3, you know, like.
所以整个营可以拥有主题就是耶稣基督的精兵。
When Paul talks about a soldier, the soldier that he has in mind and that Timothy has in mind is not our modern soldiers, right?
当保罗讲到精兵，那个提摩太脑海中的精兵跟我们现在有点不同的。
Modern soldiers are pretty tough.
现在说士兵都不容易的。
But these guys didn't drive around in air-conditioned vehicles and go home on the weekends.
那这些人呢，以前的精兵，他们周末的时候都是开一个有冷气的汽车回家的。
He's talking about the Roman legions.
他们是在罗马的军团里头的。
And he's talking about guys that if you fall asleep on guard duty, they kill you.
你知道，如果你在守卫的时候，你打瞌睡，别人会杀你的。
We're talking about guys who their training exercises are to do like 10 kilometer runs with their full gear every single day.
你可以想象这些士兵是每天都要跑步10公里的，并且抱着很大的背包的一个工具，那个设备的。
These are tough men, they're dedicated men, they are single focused.
这些都是很硬汉子来的，是很刚强的人。
And Paul's holding that as an example specifically in verse 3, saying that you must be able to endure hardship just like a soldier does.
这里第三节特别讲到你要同受苦难，忍受苦难，好像基督耶稣的精兵。
These guys, they eat like whatever they can find. They sleep in the snow.
这些人是什么地方找到都可以睡觉的，可以在冰雪上睡觉。
They are hard as iron, forged through years of tough and intense training.
他们是等于就是他的生命是很坚固，什么艰难都会遇到的，不怕困难的。
And so Paul say, hey Timothy, the Christian life is not a pleasure cruise.
保罗跟提摩太说，基督徒生活不是很舒舒服服、开开心心这样就算了。
If you're a strong and unashamed Christian, then you have to be like a soldier.
你要刚强壮胆、不以为耻呢，你必须要像个精兵一样。
There's another point about soldiers he makes.
第二点关于精兵呢，他讲到
，This is verse 4,
第四节 ，Even beyond
the ability to endure suffering.
不单只要能够去忍受苦难。
He says further, he says, no one engaged in warfare entangles himself with the affairs of this life.
他并且说凡在军中当兵的不将事务缠身。
Alright, so I don't know if you guys see this, maybe girls see this too, I don't know. But when I was young, I used to love pretending to be a soldier.
我不知道女孩子啊，那些男孩子，我小的时候呢，就很想想象自己是个士兵。
I'm not joking. I would, like we had lived in a house had like a really long driveway down this hill, it was sort of in the country.
我们住的地方就好像在郊外的，就是好像在高高点的地方，有斜坡到地下。
Sunday night was bin night.
礼拜天晚上是很大的晚上。
So what I would do is I would get my super soaker.
我会把我的一个
water gun.
一个水枪，很大的水枪。
And then I get like black, I used like charcoal. I got black charcoal.
我有一些一滴滴的碳，碳。
And I would like rub it on my face.
那碳粉就擦到我的面上。
A few times I would wear balaclava.
然后我抱住我的头。
And then I would like carry my gun and the rubbish bin, the wheelie bin.
抱着我的水枪里那个垃圾桶那个盖。
I would like escort the wheelie bin to the front row.
我就把我的垃圾桶的盖，垃圾桶就跟我的水枪走到前面。
And my thing was I had to try to avoid being spotted, so I'm like going down the hedge and hiding in the hollows.
但是我跑的时候，我要隐藏自己，不给别人看见，所以我就旁边这样走过去。
Absolutely focused on the mission.
对吗？很重视我的使命。
And Paul's saying that when you're in combat, when you're in battle, you really only have one thing on your mind.
保罗说你在今天当兵，你一定只有一个意念在你心里头。
Because there's no room for distraction on a battlefield.
你根本没有空间让给其他打扰你的。
One mistake can cost you your life, literally.
一个错误就是明显的就可以要你的命的。
And so he's saying when you're in battle, you do not get, he uses the word entangled with the other things at home.
就是说在当兵的时候，你不能够被其他的东西缠身的。
When you're on patrol and you could be ambushed at any second, you're not considering what color you're going to make the drapes in your living room.
当你是在当兵的时候，你在打仗的时候，你可能是被埋伏的，所以你不会想到你家里头那个墙是什么颜色。
When you are face to face with your enemy, you've got your shield and your sword, and you're fighting him and it's him or you, you're not stopping to consider where you're going to go on holidays next year.
当你面对敌人的时候，要打仗打架的时候呢，你不会再想你将来要去哪里度假的。
In fact, when you're going out to war, you're not even going to take anything unless you absolutely will need it on your campaign.
其实你去打仗的时候，你不会带你所需要的更多的东西去，你会是简单的必需品你才带。
So when you go into battle, you probably leave your dressing gown and fluffy slippers behind.
所以很可能把你其他的衣服呢、晚袋或者这些拖鞋都。
And make sure you've got your sword and your spear and plenty of arrows because you don't want to get entangled, tripped up, carrying all this junk that you don't want and don't need.
你只要你的枪、你的剑、你的盾牌，打仗用的，其他你都不带着，免得你自己被缠累了。
And Paul draws that picture and says, Christian, that's you.
保罗写发这个图画就告诉基督徒说这就是你啊
Cause you're in a fight right now
因为你就是在征战里头
Maybe some of us aren't fighting but that doesn't mean we're not in a fight
我们没有就对外面的打架
不表示能没有真实的征战。
And if you're not fighting, then friend, let me warn you, you're in a dangerous place.
如果你今天不是在征战，让我警告你，你今天就是在一个很危险的。
Because you're in a battlefield and you don't even realize there's a war going on. That's no good.
因为就算如果你在这战场里头，但是你不知道你在打仗呢，你就最危险。
And Paul said, you throw off everything that could entangle you, that slow you down, trip you up.
保罗说你要丢掉所有被缠累你的，你在战场上。
Kind of like in Hebrews, you know that verse that talks about throwing off every weight which holds us down, which entangles us, same word.
就好像希伯来书十二章讲到你要脱下所缠累我们的担子跟罪。
And so the lessons from the soldier we have is endure hardship. Secondly, we have to not be entangled in the affairs of this life.
So 今天就是要能够忍受苦难，并且不将事物缠身。
And Paul says that the reason is so that you can please the one who called you to be a soldier.
保罗讲的原因就是要讨那个招他当兵的人喜悦。
He's saying, hey, Jesus said, hey, Michael, why don't you come fight with me, man? You join my band of mighty men.
比方说主耶稣叫麦克，麦克你就加入我的军团。
And so you're like, wow, this is an incredible honor. I am going to be the best soldier I can be.
然后麦克就说我这个非常好，我就要做一个最好的精兵。
And Paul says, you don't want to embarrass this commanding officer who said, hey, I want you on my team. So you don't want to bring shame to the one who.
因为你来加入这个军团，你不想叫你的总司令的干改的。
There's one more thing though I want you to see about soldiers.
另外一件东西，我想你看看关于当兵的。
A soldier has a particular passion.
那个军兵有一个很具体的某一个的热情的。
It is literally one that he is prepared to die for.
就是他也准备好为着某一个来死的。
He believes in this cause so strongly that he is prepared to put his life on the line.
他的信念是为了这个征战的价值这么清晰，他愿意为这个价值。
So a soldier requires absolute commitment.
因为一个军兵需要完全的委身的。You know, is anyone in Sydney for AFL? Any of you for AFL?有没有人在这里跟那个打篮球的比赛
？That's okay. I don't really follow it either. I don't really.
没关系，我也不追这个打篮球的。
But I'm from Melbourne, right? So I have to
support
someone.
我在 Melbourne 的，我要支持某一个人的。
Because you don't know, like.Make you leave Melbourne. So,
如果你在 Melbourne 不支持某一个队伍呢，你就很难在 Melbourne 生活。
If you ask me, be like, do you go for that? Yeah, I go for Carlton.
如果你问我呢，支持哪一队，我就支持 Carlton 这一队。
But I don't really care.
其实我不关心他们。
I don't know where they finished last year.
我不知道他们去年的结果是怎样。
If I went to the football, I've like been once in my lifetime.
如果你去过打篮球，我只是人生只是打过一次。
And my cousins were there, so I cheered for Richmond.
因为呢，我的表弟在那里，我就去为Richmond 来打气。
但是 I just really don't care.
我根本不关心这个比赛。
But that's not what you do when you're a soldier.
但是呢，你的精兵就不可以这样了。
You know, you don't be like, yeah, you know, World War II is like, yeah, the Nazis, the Allies, yeah, whatever.
是这大家你要那个纳粹党没关系的。
Like today, I like the Nazis. They got nice uniform. I'll try that.
今天我喜欢纳粹党，我就穿那个衣服了。
Oh, but the Allies are winning, so maybe I'll join them.
或者我加入另外一个党了。
No. When you're a soldier, you have a passion and a dedication, and you're like, I believe in it so strongly, I am ready to die.
但是如果你做当兵的人呢，你就要很清楚的。原因你是愿意为这个征战来死的。
So if you want to be strong and out of shame, start thinking of yourself as a soldier.
所以当你想到要刚强壮胆以不以为耻的时候，你就开始想自己是个士兵。
Think about your dedication to the cause.
讲到你是对这个原因是那个委身。
Think about whether you've been entangled with the affairs of this life.
也想到你有没有对今生的事物来缠累。
Instead of stepping forward into the battle lines where you belong.
你是你能真实的去打到这个战场上属于你的队伍一起去征战的。
The second picture that he gives us.
第五节, now this one's probably a little less macho, but it's also still very physical.
这个好像没有什么激烈，但是其实也是很用很多具体的图画，身体的力量。
If anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
人若在场上比武，非按规矩，就不能得冠冕。 So again, have a little chat with your neighbor.
所以同样的，跟你旁边的人谈一谈。 So what thoughts you, what insights you gain from the athlete?
你从这个运动员的图画，你想到什么？
And we'll discuss that.
然后我们会有点讨论。
Go for it.
你就可以讲出你有什么想法。
You can call it in Chinese too, by the way.
你能够用中文讲的，其实。
Absolutely. Fantastic.
非常好。 就是很自律，不是说今天我这个礼拜请个假，我可以去那个50，可以来我那个就是那帮我吃好吃的东西，没有这个请假的，很自律的继续去的。
Yeah. One more. Yes.
还有一个就是你要跟从那个规矩，不能够犯规。
And they are all great insights, but that is the one specifically that Paul picks up on.
其他的都是很好的想法跟看见，但是呢，刚才说的那一个就是保罗所要强调的。
If anyone competes in athletics, he is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules.
就是人若在墙上比武，不按规矩，就不能得冠冕。
Anyone heard of a guy called Steve Smith?
有没有人听过 Steve Smith 这个人呢？
You might not be into it, but there's this sport called cricket.
你可能对没有不感兴趣，但是有一个运动叫棒球。
And in the last week, the captain of the Australian cricket team was, you might have said this, he was in a little bit of trouble.
你上个礼拜就听新闻就知道，那个澳洲的棒球队就是那个队长跟其他人就有难处了。
Because he told one of his bowlers, last time he said, hey, boys, why don't we get a bit of sticky tape and we'll get some dirt from the ground and we'll rub it on the ball and that'll make the ball spin the way we want it to.
他就是叫他的队员，那个bowler呢，就把一些胶纸在地图上面去成，影响他的棒球那个球。
So young Cam Bancroft there, there with a bit of tape.
好像没人看见，他就在擦这个板球的板。
And the cameras caught him, and it's a national disgrace. I don't know if you saw the other night. I think Steve Smith is crying on national television over shame of cheating and bringing the team into dishonor.
不知道你有没有在电视上看见
这个队长呢，他就流泪了，就是国家的羞耻，因为他犯罪了，他作弊了。
And Paul picks up this point when he's talking about Ephesus, because in their culture, sports was also very, very significant.
就在保罗那个时间呢，运动是非常重要的，对他们来讲。
And your Bible will say that an athlete will not be crowned unless he completes according to the rules.
这里讲到，如果你在墙上比武，非常规矩，就不能得冠冕。
And that's because in those days, if you won in the games, you didn't get a gold medal around your neck.
因为当时如果你要赢了，你得到第一名呢，你不是挂着一个名牌在。
You were presented a wreath of laurel leaves, and they placed it on your head, literally like a crown.
你会接受一个冠冕的，用植物花来编的一个冠冕。
And then when you went home to your city wearing your crown, you were a national hero.
如果你回家回国了，你戴着这个冠冕呢，你就是英雄，国家的英雄。
And some cities, you know, you would have huge prizes because of the honor you brought to the city. Then you get crowned as the winning athlete.
对于某一些城市的人来讲呢，你会赢得很多的奖赏的，因为这个。
So it's hard to imagine, but even perhaps a bigger deal than it is in Australia.
其实在澳洲更厉害了。
But Paul's saying it's not just the end does not justify the means.
但是呢，保罗说那个目的啊，不能够为你找借口，用不法手段做那个过程。
It's not just what you do; it's also how you do it.
不单只说你做什么，并且是你怎样去做。
If you want to actually get that acknowledgement, you must follow these rules.
如果你真实的要得到成功，你必须要按照这个规矩的。
It's not about winning at all costs.
不是说不择手段的去赢。
And Paul is saying that for you, Timothy, as a Christian, you need to have an awareness of your life, make sure you live every part of your life according to God's ways.
就保罗就跟提摩太说，你要小心你的人生，你的生活各方面，你有没有守规矩。
Now, for those of you who have been around church for a while, this is something to be very, very careful.
对那些在聚会里头时间很久的人来讲，你要很小心。
Because I know how to be a professional Christian.
因为我知道怎样成为一怎样做一个口称自己说基督徒的人。
I told you that when I was in Sunday school yesterday morning.
Yeah. 我昨天早上也跟你们说，我小的时候在主日。
It is so easy.If you've been a Christian for a while, it's so easy for you to get into a routine. You go to church.
你做基督徒就很容易，你做一个规律，就说你礼拜天去礼拜堂。
You carry a Bible.
你带着圣经。
If you want to be really good at this, you carry an extra big Bible.
如果你就更好的带有很大本的圣经。
You sing the songs really loud.
你很大声的唱诗歌。
In fact, if you've been doing this long enough, you've memorized them, so you can sing with your eyes closed.
甚至你记忆力好了，你唱了多遍了，你可以闭着眼睛，能够背歌词这样唱的。
You can pray an impressive prayer.
你能够祷告一个很好像给你很好很金钱的印象。
You can put money in the offering plate.
你能够把钱放在奉献箱里头。
You can be doing all of this.
你能够做这一切的事。
And you can be a mile away from God.
但是你呢，却成为远远离开真实是很远的。
You can be an imposter, a fake.
你其实是个假冒的人，你是个被盗的人。
You can give lip service to honoring your parents and being a good student and being a decent human being and helping a little old lady across the street.
你能够用口好像是对你父母很听话，那表面上做很多好事。
And yet, not be living your life as a faithful disciple of Jesus Christ.
但是你却没有过一个主耶稣忠心的门徒的人生。
You may fool people even. You may convince them.
你可能愚弄了其他的人对你的看法。
You can fool your parents. You might even fool your spouse, your husband, or your wife.
你可能被欺骗了。你的父母或者你的配偶照顾他的妻子。
And yet God knows.
但是呢神就知道。
And if you're honest, you know.
如果你真的是诚实呢，你自己都会知道。
And Paul says that no one, so if anyone wants to get this award, this award they must compete according to the rules.
保罗就说，如果你要得这个冠冕，任何人你都必须按规矩。
And Paul saying that unless the reality of the gospel and obedience to Christ's ways filters through every area of my life, then I don't qualify.
保罗意思就是说，如果耶稣基督福音的真实实际没有在你的生活各方面来显明、来学习、来操练呢，你就不够规矩了。
The other day I read about this guy who has a website which looks for people cheating at marathons. He evaluates all the times and tries to find cheaters at marathons.
我有一个朋友，我就看见他的网站就讲到很多人跑了马拉松比赛的时候怎样作弊的。
And all kinds of things, from people taking out the microchip from their tag and giving it to someone else who runs faster, or different ways people have cheating.
就是有人把自己本来要代表自己那个晶片给另外一个跑得更快的人，叫他完成那个距离。
One that I was fascinated by was a guy who'd start the race.
有一个例子就是令我感觉很觉得很有趣，就是他开始比赛的时候跑路了
，and then he right down the track, he just go and hide in the porta potties.
然后呢，走到半路呢，他就在隐藏起来了
，and he wait till everyone was coming back.
等到众人都回来了
，and then he pop out and finish.
然后就出来就跑完终点了。
And no one says any of the wise, it's just a guy who has to go to the bathroom and there's another
one. 就因为以为他去洗手间要出来这样。
And our secret sins, the things that no one else knows about, can disqualify us.
这些隐藏的东西，被人看不见的东西，也可以叫你被淘汰。
And that is why it is so important that as Christians we are, we are ruthless with ourselves.
你知道很多时候我们是对自己很不小心的。
The scripture says that the heart is deceitful and desperately wicked.
圣经说人心比万物都诡诈。
We have an incredible propensity to even blind ourselves, to fool ourselves in thinking we're okay.
我们有非常的权力去把自己欺骗了，蒙蔽自己的眼睛。
As Christians, we should be merciful towards others, but we should be absolutely strict and ruthless with our own sin.
做基督徒，我们需要对其他人都有怜悯的心，但是对自己的需要很严格的、苛刻的。
Don't call it a bad habit or a shortcoming or a weakness.
不要叫这个一个不好的习惯或者一个短处。
If it's sin, call it sin.
如果是罪，它就是罪。
And realize that if you want to win the prize, you must play according to God's rules.
因为如果你要得到这个冠冕呢，你需要按照神的规矩来做这个比赛。
So we have the soldier's passion.
你的精兵的热情
We have the athlete's principles.
我们有一个运动员的原则
And then he gives us a third picture.
然后第三个图画
Verse 6.
第六节
The hard-working farmer must be first to partake of the crops.
劳力的农夫你当先得粮食
We have the farmer's prize.
我们有农夫的奖赏
First thing we see about his farmer is that he's hard-working.
首先讲到这个农夫是劳力的
And if you look at any farmers, generally they do work pretty hard
通常做农夫都是蛮勤力的
Long days
工作时间很长
All weather
无论什么天气都要工作
But they do it for a reason
但是他们这样做是为了某一个原因的
Okay, some of them do it for the enjoyment of it But most of them have a bigger picture in mind
有一些他们做的时候也很享受的大部分来讲呢都是为了某一个更大的原因的
I have a good friend in Western Australia who's a farmer
我在西澳有一个很好的有一个朋友他是个农夫
His name's Joe, some of you know him I think
他的名字叫 Joe
Yeah And Joe is a crazy guy He's younger than me and he works hard
就是边防的人他是年纪比我轻但是他很勤力的
And every time I call Joe He's got something new going on
每一次我打电话跟 Joe 谈的时候他都是做一些新的事情的
He's like, yeah, I just bought another 700 cows
我这个买了700只的牛
I just got another 1,000 sheep
我又再买了1,000的羊
He was in Melbourne recently, he was telling me about this incredible tractor that he bought. It was like $400,000. I'm like, oh, a tractor.
最近他买了一个农夫用的一个tractor，就是要40万的
animal. You know, he's getting another farm and getting some more land, and he's always doing something more.
他就买另外一个农田，又在买一个另外一个地方，越来越多的。
And I said, Joe, like, how come you're always like you're already so busy? How come you just keep doing more and more and more? What's the deal?
我就问他，你这么忙，越来越多，越来越多，你为什么？
是为什么？ He's just always investing into his farm and building it up and making it bigger and getting more and more.
他常常为他的农场投资更多。
I said, you know, don't you want to slow down at some point? This is not sustainable.
我就问他，你不想停下来休息一下吗？ 你根本没有能力去支持下去的。
He said, yeah, but.
但是他说，是，但是呢。
He said, the trick with farming is you have to grow to a certain size.
他说你做农业的秘诀就是你要增长到某一个程度。
You need to build big enough that you start getting some economies of scale.
你要把你的业务增长到某一个业务，才能够有那个经济的效益的。
You need to diversify, so you haven't only got sheep or only got grain, but you know, your risks are spread out across different kinds of products, and so you can get through difficult times.
你的农场的产品各方面的业务需要分散的，才能够减低那个风险，才能够有不同的价格、价格、不同的货品。
If I can do this, if I can build it up to this size, get this good mix of livestock and things growing, if I can do this,
那他就说，如果真的我这么能够怎样发展我的农场，到一个地步，我有不同的品种的动物或者事物呢？
Then I will have a very sustainable and very profitable farm.
那么我就得到一个非常能够继续下去的业务，并且一个赚钱的业务。
He works incredibly hard.
他现在很勤力的工作。
But he does it with the expectation that this farm is going to be profitable to him in the future.
但是他有同进的目标，说有一天这个农业呢，农场的工作能够为他赚钱的。
And Paul says that the hard-working farmer is the first one to get paid out of the crops.
保罗说，劳力的农夫是第一个领先方得粮食的。
First in, first out.
第一个进来，他是第一个享受粮。
He's saying there is a reward.
他说这个都是他的赏赐。
Do you realize that God is not operating a charity?
你知道神不是办一个慈善的事业。
He is not asking you to come and volunteer in his op shop.
他不是叫你来自愿的在他的商店里头做一个东西。
Instead, he says, any who has given up houses or lands for my sake, I will reward him. Did he say, help me out, son? Is it 100-fold?
Yeah! 主耶稣说，这个人为我丢弃房屋、兄弟姊妹各方面的父母妻子，都要得着百倍的。
Paul saying, there is a reward and you will enjoy it.
保罗说，这个就是赏赐，你会享受这个赏赐的。
He's not asking you to just go and be a hero and die as a soldier for the sake of it.
他不是叫你就是做英雄死了。
He's not saying compete as an athlete for a new string of leaves.
他不是叫你就是说为着你的头上草植物机的一个冠冕披上。
You are investing.
你是在做投资的。
And your faithfulness to God will be rewarded.
你对神的忠心所被赏赐你的。
Well done, good and faithful servant, come enter into the joy of your Lord.
你这个又好又良善的仆人，你进来享受主人的快乐。
To whom much is given, much is expected.
谁给多就向谁多取。
And the faithful servants are given more.
忠心的仆人会给他更多。
Understand me, Kitty. We do not in any way earn our salvation.
No. 你听清楚，我们不是要去赢得我们的救恩，不是这个。
But God sees our love and faithfulness.
当神看见我们对神的爱跟忠心，
and He rewards it.
他赏赐这个。
Hebrew was it? It's an amazing study. We're not going to go into it now, but if that thought has never crossed your mind, come chat to me after. Do a study yourself sometime. It's incredible.
关于这个神赏是这个真理，在圣经里面讲的一个很重要的题目，我们今天不能够详细看，只是为了去我们这个堂。
Speak of a blessing for our faithfulness.
圣经是多方讲到神为我们的忠心祝福我们的
My treasures in heaven.
我们把财宝积累在天上。
And so Paul says, Timothy, you've got to be like that farmer. Remember why you're doing this and keep pressing towards that.
保罗就说，提摩太，你就好像劳力的农夫，你要劳力的去往前。
In these next few verses, then Paul draws on his own experience again.
以下几节就讲到保罗自己的经历了。
In verse 8, he reminds Timothy of the purpose for all of this.
第八节讲到他。
Jesus Christ was raised from the dead. And he says, this is the gospel I've been preaching. And this is the reason I'm suffering now, even to the point of having to go to prison, as if I'd been an evildoer. The word of God's not chained up. It's bigger than this. It's still doing its work. And he says, for this reason, I'm enduring everything for the sake of God's chosen elect.
Paul's
saying, I'm like a soldier.
保罗说我就好像一个士兵,
I'm like an athlete,
我就好像运动员,
yeah, but I'm like a farmer too.
我就也像一个农夫,
yeah, I know there's going to be a payday.
我知道有一天有回报的。
And so he says, this is our faithful saying, verse 11.
这个就是有一个可信的话这样说，在十一节里头。
If we died with Christ, we shall also live with Christ.
我们若与基督同死，也必与他同活。
That's the award, the reward.
这就是那个赏赐。
If we endure, we will reign with him.
我们若能忍耐，也必和他一同作王。
Then all of a sudden gets serious. If we deny him, he also will deny us.
有些很严重的事就是说不认他的，他也必不认我们。
So what we do and what we say does matter.
所以我们讲什么，我们做什么是很关键的。
The rewards are great, but the risks are also great.
那个赏赐是很大的，但是那个风险危险也很大的。
And if we endure, then we're with Christ, but if we deny him, then we're not with Christ.
就是我们忍耐的时候，我们就会与基督一起；如果不是呢，我们就不与基督一起。
Remember last night I said it's not automatic that you will become strong and unashamed. There are people in this room who will have to make that decision. Some of you maybe are already having to make that decision. And that's a decision only you can make. And yet even in the seriousness of that, if you deny Christ, he will deny you.
就是在这个很严肃的事情说不认他，他也不必认我们。
There is still mercy.
还有怜悯的。
It's not dependent upon you, upon your faithfulness to God.
也不是凭着建基于你对主的。
In verse 13, he writes, if we are faithless, God remains faithful.
13节下面就说我们纵然失信了，他仍是可信的。
So it's not about, oh, I didn't have my Bible time today, I'm doomed.
不是说我今天没有忠心，灵修了，我就什么都没了。
It's not a cause of condemnation to say, you lost your temper, you're going to hell.
不是有一个盯着说你将不明示你就去地狱了，不是这样。
There is no sin too great that God is not merciful.
没有一个最大的一个地步，神的恩典怜悯不能够帮助的。
Instead it's a reminder to us to come back to Him, to His faithfulness.
这个软弱其实是提醒我们要回到神的信实里头。
And to resume this path of the soldier, of the athlete, of the farmer.
重新站到这个精兵、这个农夫、劳力农夫的地位。
And to walk in his ways.
继续的跟着神走。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Thank you, Father God, for your faithfulness.
让我们感谢你的信实。
Thank you for your mercy and kindness.
谢谢你的怜悯跟慈爱。
And thank you for showing us your ways.
我们也感谢你把你的话向我们打开。
Father, would you teach us to be soldiers for you?
让我们求你教导我们做你的精兵。
Would you convict us of sin and challenge us so that we can walk as athletes running for the prize?
主把我们的罪向我们，叫我们对付我们的罪，使我们真的能够来跟从你，来做一个好的运动员。
Would you give us a vision of your heart towards us and the eternal rewards we have as we follow you?
主给我们看见你的心肠对着我们是怎样的，也看见你为我们预备的赏赐是多么的荣耀的。
So that we may be like these farmers, planting and sowing for eternity.
也是我们就好像这位劳力的农夫去撒种去耕种。
I pray, Lord, that you would guide us in the rest of our time this morning.
我们求你继续的带领我们今天早上余下的时间。
And I pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We're going to do something here in a minute, so just listen while I give you the instructions.
我们要在这里做一些事情，请听清楚我要给大家的指示。
Maybe you've got some things in your minds just from what we've been talking about.
可能我们将谈的交通的时候，你在你心里头有想到一些东西。
And so we want to give you a chance to digest that.
所以我盼给大家时间去消化你心里头所想的。
And as you think about the soldiers, the athletes, and the farmers, maybe there's a specific thing in your mind right now.
当你想到这个农夫、这个运动员、这个精兵，可能在你脑海当中，你想起很具体的事情。
If God is challenging you about one specific area of your life, He wants you to deal with.
如果神给你一个挑战、一个感动，说你要对付你人生里头一个某一件具体的事情
I invite you to consider that and ask yourself whether you will surrender that to him and obey
我怕你在神面前考虑这个说你愿不愿意把这个事情都完全交给他向他降服
And then I want you to think of one person that you can tell about that
另外你就想到一个人你能够把这个决定告诉这个人
Maybe someone not here, that's okay But someone you can go and say Hey look, God challenged me about this I'm going to be changing this area of my life And will you please hold me accountable And check up on me And you put the time frame in 2 weeks, in a month Or whatever it is
就是找一个人这个人可能在我们中间可能不在我们中间今天但是找他跟他说我今天为着我人生这个事情我想对主降服了我想告诉你也请你知道以至以后你能够来让我能够给我一个监管或者扶持以致鼓励我能够继续的去向主降服
So in a minute we're going to disperse
一分钟之后我们就会分散
And you'll have a few minutes by yourself just to think about that and write down that one area of your life and who you're going to talk to about it
你就安静的想然后呢用几分钟然后就写下来什么事情并且是谁你要告诉他的
And then you can have morning tea There'll be morning tea in the hall So you can grab that
然后你回到那个饭堂里的有个早茶
And then we'll meet back in here at 11 o'clock
然后呢我们在11点正回到这里
Okay, anyone have any questions about that?
对这个安排只是有没有问题
No? Okay